Hello and welcome to Screen Time with AV Forums. Tonight's podcast is an extra special one. We're going to be talking about one of the absolute best, worst movies that you've hopefully never seen. Steven Seagal's Belly of the Beast. We're going to take you on a roller coaster ride through this utter insanity. Tonight, for this wild ride, I'm joined by Simon Crust.
Belly of the Beast.
And Mark Costello.
Seagull, indeed.
I mean, there are going to be plenty of people watching and listening who don't know the significance of Steven Seagal. Suffice to say, he entered the landscape in the late 80s, early 90s, kind of alongside the pioneering Sly and Schwarzenegger at the time. Yeah. And they were the defining ones, but there was a bunch of other wannabes that joined in, some of which have become endearing action icons in their own right, like Van Damme, still continue to somewhat be. Some be a bit more controversial, like Snipes, but he had his Blade day and actually turned out to be a pretty good actor, which is unusual in these circumstances. And then you have Seagal. So Seagal was,
he was a tree trunk.
He was, but he was thin as. He was
actually when he started, was his first film Nico, was it? Was it Nico?
Yeah.
Was
it? He was super skinny, and he was famous for having broken Sean Connery's wrist doing the stunt choreography on Never Say Never Again.
He's never been able to act though.
He
was hard to kill. He's been out for justice. He's never really gone down the acting route.
No.
Someone must have found him, I think, at a dojo or something. And
this plank of wood can walk.
Well, what he could do is he could do a martial art that no one else had ever seen, which was Aikido. And everyone was like, this is unusual. This is doesn't involve what's traditionally martial arts, which is sort of the judo chop nonsense that you saw in The Man with the Golden Gun.
Kicking and punching people. He didn't kick and punch people.
Or Van Damme's, you know, perpetual kicking.
Big roundhouse kicks.
In a way, you wouldn't know that Van Damme's a seriously good martial artist because his style in movies is a little bit, you know, triple shot kick. But Seagal is very weird because he just kind of stands there and people run towards him and he just flops them into each other effortlessly. And I've seen some of his dojo work. And it looks absolutely stunning. Back in the day, lightning fast. Yeah, like six people could charge
when
at
he was
him.
A young Elvis.
Yeah, he'd have them all on the floor. Anyway, this is not that Seagal. This is the Seagal that had his heyday. He did Above the Law, On Deadly Ground, Out for Justice, Hard to Kill, and then
Under Siege.
He did Under Siege. Peaked with that, tried to direct his own film with On Deadly Ground, which I've got a lot of time for, but nobody else in the world had because everybody else has got taste.
Taste, yeah.
And then he slowly sunk and dropped off a cliff, ended up doing straight-to-video movies. And I think his third or fourth direct-to-video movie, maybe third, was this magnificent gem, Belly of the Beast.
It's the room of action movies. That's what this is.
It is. It is kind of like that. Shot on nothing. I mean, they must have just paid him a salary and then everything else was like, just nothing. We'll pay you in food. It was a terrible, terribly cheap production, but so delightfully over the top. And for some reason, he still takes himself seriously, even when they're getting him to do ridiculous things. And they're trying to make up for the inability to have any effects by just slowing down shots.
Slowing the film down.
it's just absurd.
It's brilliant because it's, I think, his taking himself so seriously has somehow infected the rest of the film. And at some point, they all go, oh, no, he really is a martial arts god. No, he really is.
Although you wouldn't know it seeing this film.
Yeah. But the
bloke who plays him doing all the punching and kicking, he's pretty good.
He punches the heart out of a watermelon.
I spotted about eight of them being him, all of different shapes and sizes and different
No, the best
haircuts
one. I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but the best one's
yes.
got to be the one where midway through, like the closing fight, you see a silhouette of a guy jump in the air and do a massive spinning kick. That is absolutely
That's
his
awesome.
best stunt double. But we are getting ahead. It opens with an opening sequence, which if you sit down and watch the first 10 minutes of this movie, you will know whether this is the drinking game movie for you. Absolutely no. Opening scene, naked woman swimming across a swimming pool, belly of the beast, crawls across the
No,
screen.
that's not the opening scene. There's
Well, okay.
the prologue.
No.
There's the
Sure.
prologue,
Okay,
which
fair.
now the reason you jumped to that, Kaz, I understand why, because the prologue lulls you into a false sense of security. It almost has you thinking that this is a serious film.
Serious movie. Yes, it
Almost,
does. It does.
it is a few years ago. There's a undercover drugs bust that goes wrong. A
Yep.
poor innocent civilian woman is shot. Steven Seagal's partner is in tears. Pause. You go, hang on. This isn't what I signed up for. This has the potential to be not crap. And
No. No,
then the
and
film
then.
reveals itself.
Yeah, I mean, come on, I recommended it. You knew up front it was never going to turn out to be not crap.
I know, but I just thought for a
Okay.
second
Sure.
after those
Okay.
2 minutes, I
Don't
thought,
be
hang on.
fooled by that. Okay, so you have
Yes.
to watch maybe 15 minutes then, because once you get to the credits and the belly of the beast and the naked woman, you find yourself at a mansion that has to be scaled Mission Impossible style to retrieve some top secrets. I don't know, what is it in
Do
there?
judge what
Floppy
it is.
disk.
It's a
It's
floppy
a floppy
disk.
disk. It's 2003, but he's still getting a floppy disk. Anyway, so, and to that end, they get Seagal's stunt double, and it's supposed to be Seagal, to leap like a 15-foot fence.
He's a
And
gazelle.
yeah, and he goes into this building and then he slides across the floor. Now, I can't, it's really hard to express it.
He's in a sort of a laid-back pose, isn't
Yeah, he
he?
puts his hand out and they just clearly get
Just
a
glides
rope
along.
and they
It's
glide
great.
him.
It's
He
doing the Christopher
points.
Reeve across a
He
polished wood
points.
floor. That's what
He
he's doing.
points. Yeah, he points. And from the look on his face, he's
He's
quite determined, but he moves very slowly
very,
across
very
what I
slow.
presume is one of these, proper curling. Polished floors. They've got people in front of him scrubbing the floor to keep it going so that they
That's it,
can.
the picture. The picture, that's the
Yeah,
one. Look at the look on
there
that
it is.
face.
It's a
It's
genius scene.
priceless.
So he
Yeah.
slides across this floor to avoid detection. He goes in and he enters a code into a safe.
Oh,
And
God.
the thing is, he has the code. He's not guessing. He has it written down. He knows the code, but he enters it in wrong twice.
Twice.
And he looks really confused on his face, like he must know the code. He's not guessing here. It's a code. And then on the third time he gets it right. It doesn't make any sense that he would just press the wrong buttons twice.
It's tension building. That's what he's
It
doing.
is whatever it is, it doesn't I don't know how they sold it to him, because if I was Seagal, I'd be like, why did I enter it wrong twice? Don't I look like an
No,
idiot? And they were like, no, go.
he knew what he was doing, because then he immediately went downstairs, cracked open a bottle of water from the fridge and walked straight out the front door. The front door that was
Oh my
too
God.
heavily guarded
Oh
for him
my
to go in the
God.
first place.
I think the
Yeah, the
bit.
fridge. Oh, dear
Yeah,
God.
so it's called Belly of the Beast. The fact that he stops at the fridge on the way out is really a little bit on the nose. Okay. He stops, he looks at the fridge, he opens it. And he must study the food for a second, but he's very good. He gets a bottle of water. I don't really know why he needs a bottle of water on the way out of a top secret heist, but he gets some water. But interestingly,
Stay hydrated, kids.
he
Hydration's
closes the
important.
door. He closes the
That's what.
door, has a sip of his water, and then he looks at back at the rooms he's just been in, stealthily goes through, and he just kind of nods them up and down like that, like he's done. And then he walks out the door, out the front door. It is legendary. And if you're not drunk, after having watched these first 15 minutes and laughing your ass off on the floor, it's definitely not the
It's not the
movie.
film for you.
Yeah, it isn't. But it is one of the best, I can't believe that just happened films. This is the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, it gets a lot
It only gets
worse.
better, Kaz. It only gets better.
I mean, it does, but in a ridiculous
But it
way.
doesn't.
No. So his daughter gets kidnapped. So now you're thinking it's a bit Taken style. This could
Yeah.
be, he'll show his true skills. I don't think he changes his robe across the entire first,
Well, let's be honest, his
X amount.
expression.
Or is it expression? Yeah, or his widow's peak.
You
But
mean
he,
my daughter's been kidnapped?
yeah, he's no, he's deadly serious about it. But what he needs to rescue her is he needs to go get his mate. Now, his mate, like you said, Mark, helped him in the opening scene, accidentally got, I think, blinded by water, something ridiculous like that, got some water splashed on his face, and so shot a pregnant woman. And so the mate was, and then for his penance, got shot himself. And he survived, but he went and became a Buddhist monk. He lives in a monastery. And Seagal's like, yeah, but I need to rescue my daughter. So I'm going to go to my mate who got shot, who accidentally killed this woman and is now a Buddhist monk. And I'm going to say to him, renounce all your vows and come with me and kill some people. And sure enough, he does. He
He
goes and
does. Of
does all
course he
this,
does.
takes some
Yeah,
flowers with him.
but
Very, very persuasive as Asuka.
did you see him in that? See, it's like he's an old man. He's hunched over. He's
He is,
holding
yeah.
his mate's
He is.
hand like that,
He
and
is. He is.
he's trying so hard not to be incredibly patronizing and failing
Yeah.
miserably.
He
You've
is.
been a Buddhist monk for 10 years. I'm so
Yeah.
proud. Maybe you were the lucky one. It's just like,
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
what?
Yeah.
He does. He does all
Oh,
of that.
it's
Anyway,
just
you know, and he gets him
deep
to
husky voice.
renounce all his vows and come back to killing people straight away. And
The way
you know
forward.
full well things are going to end really badly for his mate. But anyway, he brings him back straight away. I think I can't even, there's no, not even any point of blow by blowing the rest, but
No.
let's go
There's
with.
some scenes that don't involve
There are some
Seagal, which
scenes that are
aren't
worth.
worth mentioning.
No, yeah. You have to skip all the bits that don't have Seagal, but there are highlights, and it's got to be a question over where you do the highlights, because clearly the guy who directed this, and I'm going to pretend that I know his name, but I have no idea. I mean, did someone
He's quite
direct
well
this?
respected, I thought, in Hong Kong cinema, wasn't he?
Oh, it could be. Yes, maybe. But he'd seen a lot of John Woo, and
Yeah.
he went, I need slow-mo. I need lots of bullets. He has bullets flying through the air. He has some crazy scenes, but he didn't have any money.
No.
To that end, they have a shootout at a train yard, which is
Oh, the
a
train yard shootout
highlight.
is immense.
It starts with Seagal jumping out of a train cart. Okay? He just bursts out of a train cart. No, jumps. He just smashes straight out of the side of the train cart. There's three people coming towards where he's le leapt out
Yeah,
of.
he empty four clips without before he
Yeah.
even lands on the ground, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah,
So
there
he's
we go.
able
That's
to
the picture there.
shoot all of them. Every single one of those three guys, he's able to shoot with about 10 bullets each before he lands. So he's in the air shooting them for that entire t they don't have anything to work with in terms of budget, but he's just shooting and shooting it. They all go down before he hits the ground.
Yeah,
And
but
who
hang
does he
on,
hit the ground?
no, because they all go down in about 27 edits.
They do. Yes,
It,
yes.
it,
It's like
it, it's
blah,
it's like
blah,
Liam
blah. Yeah.
Neeson jumping over that gate in Taken 3, but three times, and all before he's managed to, roll, be under the thrall of gravity. It's just
It's immense.
comedy.
It is
Oh,
immense.
but
But
what happens
he
next,
lands
Kaz?
on that little wait, so he yeah, as Simon says, he lands on this tiny little a railway cart.
The railway car in the
He
picture
lands
there.
on it
That's it.
straight out of coming out of the thing. And he
He's
lands
going,
on it,
what, 2 miles
and
an hour?
there's a wooden stump, a tiny wooden stump, like a chopped off bit of tree. He takes his big polished his big brown boots, and he kicks off that tree stump, and it starts moving the train cart. But it's not like he kicks it and he starts fast and slows down. He kicks it and the cart starts
It's
moving really slowly, but like
He's still shooting.
Snowpiercer, it's like an interminable engine there. It's
Yep.
keep going.
Keeps going.
And
He
he
keeps
just
shooting.
rolls
Nobody can
across.
get him.
No. He rolls across the train yard, shooting people on this tiny moving target. I mean, there's no way he can dodge anyone. He doesn't just shoot one way. He actually flips and shoots on the other side as well a couple of
He's
times.
the man is talented, I'm telling you.
Oh
And
my God.
there's just bodies dropping, and you don't
They
even know
are,
if they've
yeah.
been shot or not. There's literally, you can imagine someone runs into frame and they hear the word, and it's kind of like that. And it's
Oh,
precious. It's
it's
so
an epic
precious.
piece
It
of
is an
action
epic set
cinema.
piece. Yeah.
You feel like it's the kind of thing if you were 14 years old and you'd watch some John Woo before you were able to watch John Woo, and you had like your dad's camcorder and 50p, you would reenact it like that and be so chuffed with yourself. It's that kind of level of, and you'd watch it and go, yeah, I really got the spirit of John Woo with this. It's like it's so absurdly cheap and ridiculous. And Seagal is at the center of it. Like, once an action star in cinemas, he's in the middle of this with his little blue shirt on, rolling around shooting people. Anyway, end of that scene, he shoots so many people in that train yard, he gets a little bit ahead of himself. So he starts shooting and shooting and shooting, and the police arrive.
There's
There's
lots and
still a
lots of
few
police.
people to shoot. So after the police have surrounded him and said, freeze, drop your gun, he shoots the last couple of guys and then he puts his gun down. It's a really weird thing. It's almost as if the extras who were the police arrived a little bit early because he wants to finish off shooting those guys. But if it was real, the police would have just shot him. I mean, they're standing surrounding him and he's like, I'll just shoot these last couple of guys, then I'll put my hands up. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done now. Done now. But it doesn't actually make any sense. They lock him up and they give him this chain. It's this long. Okay? It's like they measured how long he requires to be able to do every single one of his Aikido moves. And then they put him in a car and he beats up everybody in the car, and then they take him to the police station, still got the chain, and he beats up everybody in the police
In the
station with
police
the
station, he's
chain.
beating up the police.
He grabs a gun and he's able to hold the gun like, well, I mean, it's in the photo. He's like able to hold the gun whilst holding this ridiculous chain. I've never seen, I mean, it's the opposite of handcuffs. It's like, yeah, I'll have my arms apart this far, so I don't hurt my
Perhaps he
shoulders.
couldn't close his arms around his belly, maybe. That train had to be that big.
Oh, man. I don't know what my favorite bit so far is. I can't tell whether it's the sliding across the floor or it's the railway cart
All
thing.
of it. Well, the thing is, though, Kaz, your favorite bit hasn't actually happened yet.
I mean, I don't
We'll get
know.
there.
Did we
We'll
skip? Did we skip
get there. No,
past the bit where
we'll get
he
there.
goes and gets a top? Does someone want to do the top secret message thing?
Well, the thing is, though, I would, but I don't understand it. So,
Well, this doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it's a, what?
the thing is,
What's there to understand?
that there is a mystical through line through this film, which drops hints that there is something mystical going on.
Yeah,
So,
it's good versus evil. It's voodoo people
there
and
are
Buddhist
good
monks
shamans
chanting.
and there are bad shamans and there's voodoo
Yes.
dolls and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So all of this is kind of hovering on. But Seagal is just walking down the street and he spies a very attractive young lady,
He
like you
does,
do.
yep.
And some reason he decides he's going to, well, we know what reason, but for some reason he decides he's going to follow her. So she walks into the hotel and he's following. And they walk into some room, AN room, that's handily lit by candlelight. And she just turns around, slowly removes her top to reveal her naked breasts, that gets a handy sponge of water, squeezes the sponge over her said naked breasts.
Mark is not joking here. This is a
This
real
actually happens.
scripted scene in a real movie.
As the water goes over her still naked breast, it reveals a message in some ancient language, Sanskrit or something,
Invisible ink.
which you can tell he's looking really intently at the message, just the message, and then it stops, and then he's on a boat and he's going somewhere, and
Tiny, tiny little dinghy.
it is never spoken of
No,
again.
it isn't.
It's
But
like,
no.
what? He never once said,
No, no,
what
no,
was
no.
that
He does.
message?
He does. He does. He does react. When he sees her message, he goes like this. That's it. He does.
Those
He
not
looks
watching,
straight at
an
it and he goes,
imperceptible nod.
and then you got something else, and I swear to God, it's never mentioned ever again. We don't know what the message said. We don't know who she was. He never mentions it again, and it's just like, what?
I mean, this
What?
stuff happened pre-internet. I mean, it's just,
Yes, to be
you
fair, it
know, they
was.
had passenger pigeons, and in Thailand they had sponge messages.
Sponge messages. But to be fair though, to be fair, for a minute here, Belly of the Beast almost convinces you it is surprisingly progressive in its gender politics. So all the way through this, there is a I've got to be very careful how I describe this, don't I? There is a one of the villains is transgender. I mean, blatantly transgender, not in an overtly comedic way, but
It's pretty comedic. I mean,
that is a
it's
child. No, the thing is, it isn't, right? And what sells it all the way through is this villain is always referred to as she, and there's no business made of it. There's no nodding wink. There's no irony here. And you think, hang a
It's
minute,
true.
this could be almost quite progressive until. Until
Until
said
he
antagonist faces off against Seagal, right? Now, he's kicking his ass a little bit, but of course, Seagal being Seagal, he ducks and bobs and weaves and, doesn't get anything near him, and he swipes her away, and as she
hasn't she got the
crashes,
claws? She's got the claws.
she has got the claws, but then as she crashes through some cladding in this nightclub and stands up, she angrily rips off her top. Angrily rips off a bra, and Seagal, without missing a beat, says, and I apologize for the language, I think I liked you better as a bitch. And that's when you go,
Oh my
oh
God.
yeah, it's not really progressive, this is it. Oh yeah, you were just going with the ladyboy angle, weren't you, Stephen?
Yes, they had a line and
Oh
they had to
right.
try and fit the line
Yeah.
into the film somehow.
And it's at that point you re and I swear to God, I hadn't thought this all, but at that immediate point, I thought you were just taking the piss out of ladyboys all the way through this, weren't you, Stephen? All right,
I
it's not
can't believe you
progressive
thought
at
for a
all, is it?
second it's
Do
progressive.
you know what? But it was the fact that everyone kept referring to her as she, and I just thought, do you know what? They're not making a big deal out of this. This is surprisingly modern. Oh no. Oh no, it's not.
I mean,
Jeez. Oh.
it is
Baltic.
legendary. It's very different style from him as well. He doesn't use much Aikido in it. He punches watermelons, doesn't he, or something? He does.
He
Yeah, he
swipes
does. Sw
people. I don't
it's
think he
this and
makes a
then
single
pushes them. Yeah,
punch.
no,
A
he does
single punch
swipe
or a kick, he
people.
like
His stunt
swat.
double does.
It does. But there's some really nice ticks for me because there's a scene where him and his mate are in a warehouse, a wood factory. And they're facing off for a fight. There's some bad guys. He's surrounded by bad guys, and he's going to get into a fight. And he actually does fight a bunch of people. So does his mate. And in the background, on top of one of the heaps of wood, there is one of the bad guys, and he's either too high up to get back down, or he's just not interested in having his ass kicked. So he stays up there, just like practicing by
Bogging it for
himself.
Britain
In
is
the
what he's
background,
doing.
he's proper. He's doing the moves. He's just in the background, in the corner, for no reason. And I can't. I've never fathomed it. The fight's going on, and people are going down, and he's just doing his moves on
That's
top
a
of the
great picture,
wood.
actually. A great
He's,
picture there in the corner. It looks like he's doing Yoki Koki or something. It's
yeah, he's
spot on.
just. It's just doesn't make any sense.
It's really funny, and all the way through this, you've got whenever the fight is just about to kick off, and you have the antagonists facing off against each other. Everyone else does the, like the Cavill arm prime, that they all do. Every time it cuts to Seagal, he goes
Yeah, his is this.
in
It's this.
slow
It
motion, and it's
is
just like.
the
What are you going to do? But
said.
every single swipe, but only for Seagal, sends people flying back about 50 yards. It's like he's a superhero,
It is.
but not in a
It is.
superhero movie. It's nuts.
Yes, he
Brilliantly
does.
so.
He just puts his hands like in front of him a little bit in front of his belly, and he crosses him across a bit, and then he just sort of drifts them apart. But he does the pushing thing to a lot of, I mean, it must be Tai Chi, some kind of Tai Chi thing that he's doing,
You know
but
what it
it
is? He
doesn't.
spent. It must have been Aggie's fault. He's been waxing on and waxing off for
I
bloody
mean, it's
decades. That's what he's
something.
been doing. That's what it looks like he's been
It
doing.
does look a little bit paint the fence or something, yeah. I
Oh.
mean, it is. I have to take a moment to talk about the sound design. So one thing about this is that they've decided to try and give it a bit of mood by accentuating some of the noises. And one of the noises they go for is his breathing. And it just really doesn't work because the whole thing, he's like. It's like it's really, really very Darth Vader, and they've clearly done it in ADR, and I have no idea, but it makes it sound, I mean, it sounds absolutely horrendous.
But I think the one little audio piece though that signifies this entire thing is the world's biggest piss take is, you know, after we've just had all the fight scenes with his stunt doubles flying all over the place at the speed of light, when he pulls up to his daughter's kidnapper's place in that little boat, did you hear him as he got out of the boat? As he got out of the boat, he went, it's just like, on, you've just been pirouetting on a, you know, against the laws of gravity, and here you are wheezing at getting out of a
Out of a
boat.
boat, yeah.
Just like, and I actually rewound it to make sure that it wasn't my wheezing. I heard nope, it was they left in him going, he got out of a boat. Will you? Oh
He
man.
seems, yeah, not in particularly great shape for all of
But he
this.
doesn't need to be, Kaz, because he can just do
No,
this, and you
he's
know,
got
that's
he's
all he needs
super
to do.
gliding. He's,
Wait,
you know,
it's
he's
better
super
than that
slow mo.
when
Nobody can hit him when he's super slow mo.
it's not just nobody, it's not just that no arrow can hit
No
him.
arrow. Oh,
Okay,
yes.
we've got to get to the arrow sequence, and this reminded me a little bit of is it Runaway, Tom Selleck? The
Yeah.
bullets, they're like the beat heat-seeking bullets. The reason why it reminded me is because final scene, Seagal faces off against a guy. The main bad guy gets his bow and arrow out. It's all very
Like you
stylishly
do,
done. Yeah, look, you do.
2003, and then you
It's all.
reach for your bow and arrow.
Yeah, and it's very stylishly done, even though if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. Seagal's got a silenced pistol. A bad guy's got a bow and arrow. Seagal could just shoot him, but instead they walk really slowly in slow motion. Seagal's lining up to shoot. Guy with a bow and arrow goes to his pot, gets his bow and arrow out, loads it with an arrow, still has time to aim while Seagal's slowly raising his gun up. And the guy fires an arrow, and the first arrow, Seagal shoots it and splits it right down the middle. The second arrow, Seagal goes to shoot it, misses it, right? Has the time to then step sideways out of the way. And go behind the post of a door. Arrow hits the post of the door. No.
Has saving nose, because you need
Oh,
even
come.
more of them for the next arrow bit, where they
In the
move sideways into the even bigger room, an emptier room.
He gets.
Said
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
guy fires arrow, and while the arrow is in flight, Seagal has
He
time
gets a
to
sword.
turn
Yes.
around, pull a sword out, turn back, raise his sword, and
Yeah,
chop
and
the arrow
slice
in
your hand,
half.
yeah.
In midair, and he did all that movement while the
He
arrow
did.
was in
He
flight.
did. He took the sword, the
That's where your
heaviest
nose
sword,
come in.
off the wall,
Yeah.
turns around and swipes it down. Oh, it's epic. Epic.
Priceless.
Those arrows. And they spent all their money on like slow-moing those arrows, and they didn't realize that it. They didn't slow-mo Seagal at the same time. It's like he's able
He's
to
Matrix.
Maybe they did, though. Maybe that's what we're not realizing.
Maybe they did. I mean, maybe he is that fast. Yeah, that's legendary. Then he does the kicking, fighting thing, and then they go
Yeah,
back to
the
that
voodoo doll, isn't
supernatural.
it? With a voodoo doll with his dirty shirt, and he can't
Yeah.
hit and punch because he's got a bad sore or something.
He does, yeah. There's a bad
Evil
guy.
hippie shaman versus 1,000 grandpa
Yeah,
monks.
all of Mate's monks back at the monastery go into full on power chant for Seagal, and meanwhile, evil Miyagi is
Crusty
at the
hippie
other end. Yeah,
Miyagi.
he's really not a very badly mistreated troll, and he's like going hell to leather on a voodoo doll, and poor Seagal is like, he doesn't really want to show that he's been wounded, so he like takes a knee. And he holds his chest, takes a knee, and that's him getting stabbed by a voodoo doll. It's not Harrison Ford in Temple of Doom. It's it's proper minimalist acting. Take a knee, and but yeah,
It's kind of
they
like a
yeah, it's kind of like that. I don't think he ever gets injured, this guy.
I mean, it makes me wonder. Most mornings I get out of bed, I'm probably being stabbed by a bloody voodoo doll, if that's the reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, bloody
Oh,
voodoo.
yeah.
Bloody voodoo. What's the missus doing? Honestly.
Oh my God. Anyway, he powers through
Priceless.
that. He gets his Buddhist power in and goes full on the exploder thing with
Yeah,
his hand.
but come on, then it's for the emotional finale.
Yes, it is.
Come on, just get it
Which I
together.
d
Try and keep it together through this, Kaz.
There's no emotional fo Oh yes.
Course
Mateys.
there
He's
is no emotional
mate.
finale.
Yeah, his mate, who he
Are you
dragged
dead
back
inside,
in
Harlow?
from being no, I'm drunk by now. His mate from being a Buddhist monk who sacrificed everything, goes and he's like, "Yeah, you're dead now." And he hugs his kid. Well, go
Oh,
on,
I think.
tell me your emotional finale.
Well, no, that was it, Kaz. His mate,
Oh
who
my God.
10 years as
Yeah,
a
his
Buddhist
mate.
monk, you
He
know, who.
did.
But I think part of the problem was, you didn't kind of realize his mate was dying until he was already dead, because
Yeah.
at no point did the previously edited action scene show him going anywhere near a bullet, let alone getting hit.
Yeah.
And suddenly you cut to it, and his mate goes, "Here's your daughter and a friend. There you go." Hugs, 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 and Seagal looks at him, and he goes, "Like that, bit of blood, boom, dead." And it's just like,
Yeah.
"What? What?"
Yes.
So,
Yes, it's true, because the whole time that Seagal is dodging arrows and fighting this one guy, and his Seagal and his stunt double, the spinny kick guy. Anyway, the whole time he's doing that, his
his
mate,
mate's out there taking on an
yeah,
army.
he's plowing through bad guys. I'm pretty sure they drive up with the truck from Rambo with the big 50 cal and start plowing, shooting into the mansion. His mate's got
Oh.
an AK, shoots them all down, goes all the way across the mansion, gets back both girls, shoots a bunch more people, and then rendezvous with Seagal, who's just been wheezing his way through this voodoo doll battle, and managed to. He's like, "I split an arrow," and his mate's like, "I got your girl back," and Seagal's like, "But I split an arrow," and his mate's like, "I'm
Arrow
dead."
wins, to be fair. Arrow
Yeah.
wins, let's be honest.
It's and
And
he's.
then and then and then of course it's the beautiful funeral.
Oh, it's the funeral, the one with the little fade out, and they walk through. Yeah, that's not a. It's not a good look for him. It's like a fade out of a very. It's like if you turn the opacity on a picture right down, and they've done it on Seagal's superimposed
I was going to
face
say, I
over.
don't think there's many good looks for Seagal in this, to be honest.
No, but it's not a. It's like floating Seagal in the.
It's in the final showdown with Mr. Bow and Arrow, and they have that bit where there's a close-up of, the antagonist's face, and then it cuts to another close-up of Seagal's face, and you just realise that
Yeah.
the antagonist has got flawless bone structure and gorgeous skin, and then you cut to this puffy marshmallow, hyper-tanned splodge, and you go, you'd have thought Seagal in the edit would have gone, "Can you just put a filter on that? Can you just do, Mr. CG man, can you just take a few pounds
Yeah.
off?"
I don't
Yeah,
think there are filters
there wasn't
for
a
that.
lot of good looks for Seagal in this, to be fair, but
I mean, the funny thing about all of this, and I'll put it in the review, the action equivalent to Showgirls. I mean, the funny thing about it is that Seagal's done a lot of straight-to-video stuff. I would say this is one of the most entertaining films he's ever done.
yeah, you got it
Absolutely.
there. Entertaining. It's not a good film by any stretch of the
No,
imagination. It's
it's
top bottom, it's absolute crap,
Yes.
but it has immense entertainment value and rewatchability because it's so bonkers.
Is
Is
it?
it? Yes.
I mean, this has been quite an eye-opener because my Seagal education had stopped after his little cameo and Executive Decision. So
Yeah, 20 years ago.
I've not seen any of his, should we say, his Wilderness Years films. So I
Oh my
haven't
God,
seen
that's like
any.
30 years ago.
I
30
know.
years ago.
And I haven't seen any of them because, I'd maybe read a few things online that said he wasn't quite at his best. So I'd avoided them all until you
Really?
said, Arlo, oh, you want to
Yeah.
watch this Belly of the Beast? It's quite amusing. And it really was. So
It really was.
now I'm going to seek out some more.
I don't know. So you have to be, you have to take all of his films carefully. There are a few that almost come close to this level of preposterous stupidity. As there are a few, but Belly of the Beast is definitely the most fun. It, because because
Stupidity.
it's got, yeah, it's got that amateur, John Woo in a playground nonsense vibe about it, which some of his others don't have. A lot of his other films, they have that slapping thing he gets into. Him and like is the bad guy in it will just face each other, and the cameras will go back from one of them doing this to the other one doing that, and then at the end he
Who's a
just
pretty
knocks the
boy?
guy across.
Who's
Yeah,
a
it's a
pretty
really,
shame?
it's like a terrible, terrible to see some of his early work in a dojo turn into that. It's just so cheap. I mean, this Tai Chi weird thing he's doing in Belly of the Beast may be ridiculous, but at least it doesn't look as, cheap as Flappy Hands.
Well, I think what's interesting about this, and it got me straight off the bat, those opening credits, there is a credit for Kung Fu choreographer, not Tai Chi, not martial arts, no, Kung Fu choreographer. It's like,
Yeah.
you're just hedging your bets with that one, aren't you? You don't really know what you've choreographed, so you're just going to give it that generic catch-all, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean,
Oh.
it's like that. I've got to point out. I mean, we just saw the cover art. I've got to talk about the cover art for a second. I know, we've come to the end and we're burning through the limitations of how much this can offer without you going to see it. But the cover art is genius. A cover art is a picture of Seagal and a Beretta, and a car which isn't in this movie.
Nope.
That's a different movie where the car flips. One of the ones he did just before, I think. And in that movie, on the poster, they reverse the car image and put it on the bottom rather than, and they put him on the top. So, these Photoshop experts are going wild. They've got Central Intelligence Agency in the background, fine. They got Seagal. I'm pretty sure that's the same image they used for stock Seagal for the next 10 years. Flipped and reversed, bigger, smaller, whatever. It's just him. That's not his hand.
No, it's not his gun
That's
either.
not his hand. It's like a bobblehead Seagal. It's like bobblehead Seagal has got himself a little toy gun. It's like little kid Seagal. It's like that meme of Vin Diesel and The Rock from one of the Fast and Furious films, where from an angle it looks like Vin Diesel is sitting inside The Rock's hands. It's like, what? How is Seagal and that gun and hand? How is it going together? Anyway, it's a
Well,
legendary piece of film,
it is, and I think we should actually do what's right for the three people watching and listening to us ranting and raving about this, and say that unfortunately, Belly of the Beast is not available to stream anywhere in the UK. It is not on streaming platforms. It is not on VOD.
it's
Sadly,
ridiculous.
it
It's
isn't
ridiculous.
even had a UK Blu-ray release, which sucks. So your options really, if you go to Amazon, you can import two Blu-rays, one from the States for 20 odd quid. It ain't worth 20 quid, so don't do that. Or there is a, I think it's a Scandinavian, no, it's a Dutch import that is fully UK friendly. You can turn the Dutch subs off. It's got English soundtrack, all that kind of stuff. And that's currently 11.75 on Amazon. Do you know what? At that price, grab a few mates, grab a few beers, get
Yeah.
that delivered to your front door for the weekend and have yourself a raucously good time with it. That's what we
Is
did.
it
absolutely.
is absolutely, Yeah, it's not going to be in the
Gold.
Oscars list, but it is gold viewing. And as Simon said,
Gold.
its rewatch value is insane.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it for 5 years because it's so hard to get a hold of, but I have seen it so many times now that I know the scenes very well indeed.
I've watched it
It's
twice in the last month and it gets better. It gets better on rewatches. So,
Man,
like,
they've got to stick this on
you're laughing because you
digital.
know what's coming up. It's fantastic.
It's now an 11 out of 10.
It is epic. It is epic bad movie. Anyway, there's our podcast special on Seagal. I mean, we will do our best to try and pick some slightly different
No, we
movies
won't.
every time.
No, we won't.
Okay. Well, maybe not Seagal next time, though. Even though I love the guy, this is the pinnacle of Seagal.
You don't get any better or any worse.
No. Do let us know if there's any subjects, any films, any
Any
really
more Seagal
offbeat
films
thing.
you'd like us to talk
Yeah,
about?
sure. I would happily do that. But anyone else you'd like us to cover, or any odd films you'd like us to cover? Ah, that's it for the AV Forums podcast this week. My thanks to the movie team. If you enjoyed the podcast, please give us a like and subscribe to the channel. Plus, hit the notification bell so you don't miss out when we publish our live streams, product reviews, and more. And if you really like the podcast, then buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/AVForums. We've got a couple of people who bought us a coffee, Suspiria XXX and someone. And we've got three new patrons as well, Dabbler, James, and Richard Hanna. So I've got to say thank
Welcome.
you to all of you.
Thank you and welcome.
We've got a stack of competitions for all of our listeners, viewers, everybody who loves us to go out. And check out the Wynn of Valencia Theatre seating single Tuscany Ultimate XL chair worth £2,100.
Nice.
It says, in conjunction with Global Movie Day. I think I missed that because I was watching Seagal. In conjunction with Global Movie Day, Valencia Theatre seating is offering you a chance to elevate your home theatre experience. Stand a chance to win this one single chair Tuscany Ultimate XL by answering one simple question. Competition closes at the end of March 2025. The question is not asked using the Seagal secret message thing. It's not. Unfortunately,
Shall I
there's
pour water over my naked breasts to reveal
yeah,
it?
that's it's not.
Maybe
They
not.
that
Maybe
was
not.
that was disallowed by the forum rules. But you can also win a Fell amp from Fell Audio worth £599. Celebrate the launch of the
Nice.
brand new hi-fi brand Fell Audio. We're giving you the chance to win their debut and award-winning Fell amp. That closes Friday, February 28th, 2025. There's also a bunch of DVD, Blu-ray, and 4K discs available for patrons and standard AVF members to win. All competitions open to eligible AV Forums members over 18, residents of UK. Head over to avforum/competitions to enter. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and bookmark avforums.com for the latest reviews, news, and videos. And give us a 5-star rating. Just do it now.
Absolutely.
Even if you didn't like it, you just got to do it anyway. Come on, you got to support Seagal, or not. I mean, not as the
If you
case may
don't give
be
us a five
anymore.
star review, we'll do more of these.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Thank you for watching and listening. Join us for another podcast soon.